This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill on Saturday. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The vote was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's first major test, leading his party's razor-thin majority.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
Johnson secured the necessary votes only by reaching across the aisle for help from House Democrats. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday said Israel will increase military pressure on Palestinian militant group Hamas in a bid to secure the release of hostages held in Gaza. Despite an international outcry, Netanyahu has repeatedly said that the army will launch a ground assault on Rafah, a southern Gaza city so far spared an Israeli invasion where more than 1.5 million Palestinians have taken refuge. Palestinians on Sunday recovered bodies found under rubble and dirt at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, weeks after Israeli army forces retreated from the medical complex. The Palestinian Civil Emergency Service said teams recovered 60 bodies from the hospital yards, raising to 210 the number of bodies it had dug out from there since last Friday. According to local officials, most of the bodies were buried on the hospital ground during the conflict by relatives of the deceased and hospital staff.